I didn't list the verses in the bulletin. I'm going to look at three, two from the book of Acts and one from Romans. First is from Acts chapter 4, verse 36. Now, this tells us about an encourager. And Joseph, his name, another word saying that is Joseph, and Joseph, who was also named Barnabas by the apostles, which is translated son of encouragement, a Levite of the country of Cyprus. So that is who Barnabas is, and his name, of the name they gave him. Acts 11, verses 22 and 23. Acts 11. Then news of these things came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent out Barnabas to go as far as Antioch. When he came and had seen the grace of God, he was glad and encouraged them all that with purpose of heart they should continue with the Lord. For he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and a great many people were added to the Lord. And then Romans 1, verses 11 and 12, the Apostle Paul said, "For I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift, so that you may be established. That is, that I may be encouraged together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me." Father, this is your word. Help us to understand it and apply it. Help us to come to your table with right hearts. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're talking about what it means to encourage one another. This is getting close to the list of one another's. This is number 20 or 21, I think. Now, I looked up encourage in several ways, biblically and then in the regular dictionaries. First of all, encourage, think about what that sounds like. Encourage means to give each other courage, to strengthen each other in our battles and in our service. And we all need that. These are generally words to help us to press on in faith when we may not feel like that, and to be of good cheer, which John shared about last week, and I'll share just briefly again. So the dictionary definition, though, it said to give support, to give confidence, to give hope to someone. And there are different ways to do that, I think. And then it also said to cheer up someone. And so in general, to encourage means to inspire others to be courageous, right? At a time when they don't maybe feel courageous. To press on, in other words. And hopefully we do that by example, but certainly by reminding each other. I think most specifically it occurs when we remind each other of the promises of God to his people, to all of us. That's what they need to hear. They need to hear the promises of God. Now, it can happen in many ways. It can be happened through hospitality. Certainly, you have them over. You show your love for them. You pray for them, certainly. That's foundational. You can give in many ways to them. You can serve them. But I believe primarily to encourage is an intentional effort to come alongside a brother or a sister to bless them. You know they need it. And you want to build them up. And we do that again by reminding them of the promises of God, which they must cling to be encouraged in the end. But he uses us, right, in this family to do that for each other. And indeed, we are to remind our brothers and sisters always, we do it every Lord's Day, of who our God is. He is the mighty God, and he loves his children. And we need to remind each other of that. So in that sense, we can all encourage. I believe, is a gift of that. But we're all called to be encouragers. First example here is Barnabas. So they sent Barnabas out, and he went all the way to Antioch. And it says, when he came and had seen the grace of God, there were many people who had turned to the Lord in Antioch. When he had seen that, it says, he was glad. He rejoiced. And so he was encouraged. I mean, he already knew he was an encourager, but he was encouraged. And then it says, and he encouraged them all. That with the purpose of heart, they should continue with the Lord. That's how he encouraged them. With purpose of heart, that they should continue with the Lord. Now, maybe some were thinking, I don't know if I can do this. He said, you must continue with the Lord. For it says he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith, and a great many people were added to the Lord. So Barnabas encouraged them. He called them to have purpose of heart. And I think I believe that means diligence in seeking the Lord, diligence in drawing near to the Lord. And it says that with purpose of heart, that kind of diligence, they should continue with the Lord. And they were going to face persecution. They should continue with the Lord, even in very trying times. So you can see his character here and why he is an encourager, why he was called a son of encouragement, why he was sent also. It says he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. We must encourage in the power of the Spirit, and we must encourage others by faith. And you can see the impact of encouragers. It says a great many people were added to the Lord. He was sent to encourage, certainly. And as new believers were encouraged, they reached out with the gospel of hope. So encouragement was multiplied there. And then we have the Apostle Paul as an example in Romans 1. Verse 11, he said, how I long to see you. He had been wanting to go to Rome, but he hadn't been able to up to this. But he said, for I long to see you that I may impart to you some spiritual gift, not a gift of the Holy Spirit, but gifts that bless them spiritually. He said, I want to impart that to you so that you may be established. That is, that I may be encouraged together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me. It happens together. It's very clear here. So this was to be an encouraging party, right? So Paul really wanted to be with them to encourage them. And because he knew, he also needed to be encouraged by their faith. Our mutual faith in the Lord Jesus encourages us, praise God. We really need each other to press on in faith, to tell each other to press on in faith. Well, last week, John Mays shared 5 times that the Lord told others to be of good cheer. And one of those was from John 16:33. This is where the Lord said to his disciples as he was about to leave them. Verse 33, he said, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Be of good cheer. He was imparting courage to them. He was encouraging them. Be of good cheer. He overcame. Our Lord Jesus overcame, and so we can be overcomers. And that should enable us to be of good cheer. He was speaking of the coming of the Holy Spirit after he departed. He knew they would be tempted and tried and probably discouraged. And of course, all encouragers can encourage because they have been with the Lord. Our Lord Jesus is the most powerful and loving encourager. We can't really encourage others as he intends unless we are drawing near to him. He is the perfect encourager. We must be near him to do this right. And so, in his presence is fullness of joy, and that fullness of joy is our strength, it says in Nehemiah 8, which can then spill over into each other's lives. And as we each draw near to the Lord, we are able to encourage each other's faith. And that results here, praise God, in this congregation. And it makes us a whole congregation of encouraging people. And so spend time with the encourager of your soul through his Spirit and his Word so that you can also be an encourager. I'll conclude with this. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13 tells us to exhort and encourage one another daily. It's very clear. It says to encourage one another daily. And by that, I believe it means that we are to plan to encourage one another daily or regularly. It shouldn't be like, well, I encouraged him 3 months ago and he's going through that hard time. He's talking about daily, continually. It doesn't end. It's something we should expect to do every day, really, as a believer, and in your family also. So this encouragement, again, is by, I think, we know how and when to encourage when we listen to others, when we observe their times of need, but also by sharing the word so as to strengthen the people around us anytime, before and after the service, for example. It's wonderful to see what was going on here this morning. Wonderful. And then even during our worship, we're encouraging one another. Just being here and singing praise loudly with you. And I believe the major encouragement for us all is this time of worship, worshiping the Lord together. It is for me. I've told many of you, you have responded. And I said, I am not saying this because I'm up here every Sunday. This is the most encouraging day of my week. I delight in it. I look forward to it. So we can give words to each other and hugs and fellowship. I love all those too, in order to give courage. But frankly, I am encouraged so much just to be here with you, together with the Lord, who gave his life for us, to rejoice together and to laugh together. And I think humor actually is an important part of encouragement. Well, finally, Moses asked the people of God as they were going to enter the promised land. We read this some months ago. Phil started off with this. Moses asked the people of God as they were going to enter the promised land. He exhorted the people of God to be encouragers. You remember that? This is chapter 1, verse 38. So Moses was saying, Joshua, the son of Nun, who stands before you, I believe they're next to each other. They're standing, looking out at the people. Joshua, the son of Nun, who stands before you, he shall go in there. Encourage him, for he shall cause Israel to inherit it. That's quite a task he was given. And later on in chapter 3, verse 28, Moses said, command Joshua, or charge Joshua, he's speaking again to the people, and encourage him and strengthen him, for he shall go over before this people, and he shall cause them to inherit the land which you will see. So the Lord told Moses to tell the people of God to encourage and strengthen Joshua in this role, in his new role as a leader. And he was going to need that. He was the commander of the army. And so we see here that leaders sometimes also need to be encouraged and strengthened by those they are seeking to lead in the Lord. And we are part of those who need encouragement. We are highly encouraged, believe me, by being a part of this body. Some of you actively do it in special ways, and we know that many of you are praying regularly for us, and we are very grateful. So I'll conclude with Hebrews 13. And this is weighty to Phil and I and to leaders. It says in that passage, Hebrews 13, 17, it says, as those who watch out for your souls, in other words, shepherds, those who watch out for your souls, as those who must give account. So it's addressing us. And it is weighty. We rejoice in our calling, but we realize how weak we are. And 2 Corinthians 5, 3 comes to mind. It's my new ministry key verse. Not that we think that we can do anything by ourselves. Our sufficiency, we are not sufficient, unless, you know, except by the grace of God. But Hebrews 13 says, it urges you, actually, to follow the leaders the Lord has given you, as weak as we may be, by faith, in a way that is profitable for you. It says it in the negative there. So Phil and I just want you to know what a blessing it is for us to serve here, even though we know we are weak, as we point you to the Lord and to his word. That's really mainly what we do. That is our work, and that is our calling, which we accept by his grace, guided by the Holy Spirit, and the gifts that he has given to us for this, which he then blesses for the good of his people and for his glory. He is the one who works in you to will and to work for his good pleasure. And so may we all, by the grace of God, encourage and strengthen one another. And as we come to the table of the Lord now, to be strengthened by his grace, encouraged by his grace, so that we can serve one another as encouragers. Let's pray. Father, thank you that we can be encouragers of one another. Lord, we praise you for your great grace to all of us in enabling us to encourage one another. We rejoice at the encouragement we have in drawing near to you, even this day, and communing with you now, which makes it possible for us to encourage others in this body. Oh Lord, open our eyes, we pray, to see how we may do that more regularly, to build each other up in the faith by serving each other with the gifts that you have given to each of us to use. May we offer them in service to you. May we more and more remind each other of your precious and very great promises. May we be of good cheer so we are able to encourage those who are needy, which is really all of us at some point. Lord, we come now to your table in obedience and in joy, in the name of Jesus Christ, our encourager. Amen.